In your work as an ombudsman, is it difficult to not be seen as an agent of the institute for which you're working?
But yeah, you know, I mean, lots of people ask that, and it's a really good question. And in my experience, now obviously there may be some degree of self-deception in here because it's, you know, to my advantage to be able to think that that's not a difficulty. In my experience, it's less of a difficulty than I thought it would be when I was first in this kind of position. And I think it's because when you have, once you've been around for a while, you can establish some degree of personal credibility that matches the credibility of the role. Like in previous jobs I had, I was the position of the ombudsman had already been established and had it had. I was fortunate in that the people who preceded me in the place that I'd been had had fairly good reputations as not being tools of management. Okay, so that helped. Here, there was no prior history of an office. I got to establish it, so we had the theory of it, but we had to flesh it out, and it takes some time to do that. I think there's a natural skepticism or wariness at first, and it's healthy. I mean, I think people, you know, I mean. You tell people you're going to keep things confidential, you have to really prove that. And you have to be really careful that you don't ever violate that because you could screw up the office's reputation real, real bad. I think there are some people who will distrust any office of any sort, no matter how well defined it is, no matter what kinds of protections for independence it has. That's a part of that agency. And I mean, I think you can try to work with them, but if they're really unable to trust the office, then you try to find some other resource that will help them address their issue in a way that's, you know, enlists their confidence. I mean, there's no reason to try to coerce people into using a resource they don't trust. I mean, you can try to ask them to give you an opportunity to work with you and see what happens and stuff like that. And there's always going to be some number of people who are like that. Their distrust and or sense of injury from the organization is so profound or so thorough or so much a part of the way they look at the world, any number of those kinds of things, that there is no meaningful way of addressing that.